I'm gonna pop some tags.
Only got $20 in my pocket.
Scary. It was terrifying.
I'm running.
That's my Louis Armstrong.
I found that Tom Waits song.
It's really, it's just the kid from Overboard.
Yeah.
I found that Tom Waits song that sounds exactly like Louis Armstrong.
You found a what?
A Tom Waits song that sounds exactly like Louis Armstrong.
Thank you.
And I'm not an idiot. Point.
Does he sound like Kermit the Frog as well?
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the that other Frog.
Song? What was that song that you said? It wasn't Bob Dylan. Neil Diamond. No, other guy. Neil Young.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Young sounds like Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes. Degrassi.
Kneeling instead of standing.
Degrassi.
Neil deGrasse Junior High.
Yeah, there it is.
Neil deGrasse Junior High. Yeah.
You probably want to pull the microphone in just to the edge.
Because I'm about to break.
I am Philip.
I am Matt.
First we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our ring rubber.
Now it's time for Next at Bat.
And we're here today yet again with Lady Friend.
Hi, hey. Friends.
Hey, Lady Friend. How are you?
Good. Great.
Good. Lady Friend was on the show way back at the beginning in episode 5. Wow. Philip, can you play a clip of that real quick?
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
And, you guys, should we be us? Should we be us in episode 5?
Wow, 2012 is so awesome.
I like improv. Oh, it's exactly the same.
Yay.
Yep. Oh, so you have not evolved as people.
Not at all. Not at all.
We're just friends that
so
like
really,
to get together.
You could just play that episode and we'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be.
Okay.
Good talk, guys. Bye.
Yep. Could you introduce yourselves for the like 5 people that don't know you? What? See, look at that.
Aw, that was nice.
Yep.
I'm Becky Hauser. Becky Wilkinson Hauser. Mm-hmm. The Wilkinson is my middle name.
I'm Jen Van Com. That's all my name.
The Van, is the Van your middle name?
Nope, that's all my first name. I don't have a middle or last name.
It's also the vehicle she drives.
Yeah.
I'm Beth K. Gibbs, and that's my nickname.
Mm-hmm.
My full name is Elizabeth Kettering Gibbs.
Kettering?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
It's my mom's maiden name.
Wow.
It's very exciting.
So, a lot. Oh, I'm sorry. And as always, I'm here today with...
Philip Michael Simondet.
Ooh.
That's Michael spelled with a K.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. And our host, as always,
Matthew David Michael McLeod.
Wow.
He's two middle names.
Well, it's a confirmation name.
Oh. How is Michael spelled?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Boring.
Yeah. You gotta M-I-K-E-L that stuff. Why didn't I swear there? I'm gonna edit this part in.
Yeah, Philip, hey, go back.
Yeah. You gotta M-I-K-E-L that shit.
There you go.
Hey.
Okay, we'll use take two.
Good swear there.
Good.
Just that so was glad great. You swore.
That was great.
If you hadn't, I would have been like, what's wrong with Philip?
Yeah. This podcast sucks. Not enough swearing.
So, since we last talked to you, a lot has changed in your lives. Jen, you used to be Dorsman.
Wow. Have I gotten married since we did the podcast? My God. Yeah, I did. I did used to be a Dorsman.
Yeah.
And then I got married.
Yeah.
And now I'm a Van Com.
And Becky, I think it was right around the time that I met you, and you were doing like the occasional like front of house for Huge and bartending.
Yeah.
And now you're running everything over at the Brave New Workshop Student Union.
That's true. I'm the managing director over there, but I work with Jenny Lilladahl, who's the executive director, and Elliot Stevenson, who's the operations coordinator. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy. I love it. It's so great to be involved in the arts on a regular basis. It's just a dream job. It's amazing. Yep.
And Beth, you got a haircut.
I got a haircut, and
Beth,
you guys.
Beth has...
Last time I had super long hair, and now my hair is super short.
Right. And you had a enviable haircut in between, too.
Sure.
Yeah. I remember.
Mm-hmm. It was the talk
of
the
town. Can we make like a flashback noise, and then can you edit in from before her haircut from before?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'll pick a clip that's very reminiscent, that shows the hair very well.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you were... terminally on time.
Yeah. Last time I was early, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. This time I was not.
Right.
Because my brain didn't understand how time worked. It's like, oh, It starts at 12, so you should probably leave your house at 12.
Anyway, what else has changed for Lady Friend? I mean, you were a nearly brand new group when you were on the show before. You had a handful of shows, and we did talk about like the origins of the group, which I still think is one of the coolest origin stories for any group. Which you know, for anybody that doesn't know or you know should just go back and fucking listen to the episode again. But it more or less was because you guys were the ones who showed up. And it was sort of a pragmatic reason. And so I pass that on to like newer improvisers all the time that, you know, there are plenty of reasons why to form a group, but dedication is one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have stayed dedicated. You've constantly worked on your forms and have evolved quite a bit in the past, 2.5 years. So do you want to talk about kind of what that's been like or what has changed amongst your group?
I think one important thing about improv that a lot of people don't talk about is how fun it is.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people, you don't hear very often, like, just go out there and have fun. But it really is true. It really is true. And we really stick to that. We go out there, we have fun, and that's what keeps us coming back again and again.
Everybody's laughing, but I think Jen's actually being sincere here.
We have an ongoing, I can get pretty, I am a very goal-oriented person.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of our group, I was frequently the one that was like, guys, we got to do this, we got to do that. We've got to focus on our forms. We've got to try this structure. We've got to do these things. These are our goals for the next year, blah, 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 blah. And Beth and Jen frequently would just say, okay, well, let's just go out there and have fun. And then I would come back with like, no, but goals and things we got to do. And so now it's an ongoing thing. I have since lightened the heck up. Uh-huh. Why didn't I swear there? Lightened the I want to take
can
two.
Can we rewind that a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Lighten the hell up. Oh, that felt good.
Yeah.
That felt really.
Hey, Becky.
Yes.
Nice swear.
Thanks. Thanks. Oh man, living in the swear. All right, so I don't know why I said that.
Living in the swear?
Because we were living on the edge before.
I thought maybe it was living on a prayer.
Oh.
You're halfway there.
Halfway there.
Oh, living on a swear.
You missed the opportunity.
Can we rewind that? Yeah, can we take two?
Oh, we're halfway there.
I'm going to nail this. Oh, living.
We'll fix it in post. We'll fix it in post.
Anyways, I've learned to lighten up. And I think... that we were laughing at Jen's comment because it one of the things that's evolved significantly in our group is my ability to let things go and just go out there and have fun.
Sure.
And that's on the flip side of that, another really important thing to do as an improv group is rehearse and be really dedicated.
Absolutely.
Like you said.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that's really special in our group is that we are going out there and having fun. There's a good reason. There's a reason to come back because we care about each other so much and we do love what we do and it's really fun to perform on stage. But we also work towards something and are really interested in experimenting and trying new things. So
yeah, we still meet every week.
Mm-hmm.
We have a set rehearsal time and sometimes we meet and just hang out and eat ice cream. And most of the time we meet and do rehearsal, but we do it every week because it's really important that we maintain the friendship bond that we have. Mm-hmm. We also genuinely really like each other and like hanging out. And it's something I always look forward to in the week is Tuesday. So I think that's really important that we have the dedication, but we also have that, what's the word?
Routine.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the routine so that we're always working towards something. So we just become stronger and stronger.
Do you want to do a take where you know the word?
Yes. Okay. We have, it's still not the word I was looking for.
Can you use a swear?
Yeah. So we still meet every Tuesday. Now we have that fuck balls that we didn't maybe have in the beginning.
Sure.
Of our group.
Jen?
Yeah.
Nice swear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, living on a prayer. Damn it.
So now the thing is, Jen, you talked about having fun, and Becky, you talked about loosening up and not being so focused on form. But the fact of the matter is, last couple of times I've seen you, you have a form that you use that is pretty specific. It's unique. I believe that you came up with it along with a coach, maybe? I'm not sure. And, yes. And do you want to kind of explain what that form is and you know, how it works for you? Because I think it's perfect for your group.
Yeah, so we worked with Nels Lennis. Yeah. He had been directing the throwback night shows, mm-hmm. and both Becky and Jen had been working with him to develop their own form for their, like, the throwgram shows at Huge.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very good at that kind of stuff. And yeah. One thing, when we met with him, one thing that we told him that we really like doing is this exercise called Namaste,
mm-hmm.
Where someone will kind of start off a character and then everyone else takes on that character and you kind of have a conversation as the same character. And so from there...
And that was an exercise that we had picked up from coaching with Hannah Weideman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So from there, we started working on a form that kind of incorporated that like building of a character as a mm-hmm. group. So that's what the whole intro is, us building these three characters, from, scratch. And we're like adding, everybody's kind of adding on to, like the mannerisms and, mm-hmm. And kind of like the life of this character.
Mm-hmm.
And then our scenes are the character in real life. Like what are they like? What's something that's important that's happened to them before?
Mm-hmm.
So
what was it about what you were doing that made you feel like you wanted to go in a direction like that? Because I guess kind of where I'm coming from is, so you've been at it for about 3 years, maybe a little bit more, actually.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
We're coming, we'll be at three
in October.
In October. Yep.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, two and a half. And, and so you started doing this about a year ago. Is that right?
Yeah. I think we've been with this form for about a year.
Okay.
Maybe a little less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, At a year and a half, what made you say, all right, it's time for the next evolution, or let's change what we're doing, which is pretty successful, and we're having fun with it, we're doing well with it, let's change. What made you do that?
Yeah, I think we were doing just a lot of montage stuff.
Right.
And we wanted a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we wanted a way to showcase our strengths and something that we're good at. We are good at kind of coming up with these like quirky characters who have mm-hmm. a lot of specifics, like how they act and how they talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a tool for us to really showcase that. Because at the top of the show, you really get to see it. I think it's fun to like have it build like the character right before, you know, right in front of you. You can actually see like how things develop, as opposed to when you just are watching a montage. It's like the improviser is just, you know, I guess you're building it that way too. But mm-hmm. it's in your head. Yeah, it's in your head.
Right. But here you're really watching it
out loud.
Right. And yeah. it's such a shared. I think one of the things we also do well is we share ideas amongst each other very right. well.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to create a character. I was reaching a point where I felt like I was feeling a little bit stuck and I was creating the same characters or falling into my own rhythms. And it was mm-hmm. so lovely to work on a form that really focused on taking in someone else's ideas and mm-hmm. then putting them back out into the world in a way that was in a scene. So it's really nice to have Jen and Beth standing behind me when I'm starting up a character and have those other ideas that I wouldn't have come up with.
Mm-hmm.
But as they get mixed in, it becomes a rich, totally new thing that is us, is Lady Friend. And that's my favorite part of the form, is that these are Lady Friend characters, not Becky's character, not Jen's character. It's something we made together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've always thought for your group that one of your biggest strengths is that you have such dramatically different but super complementary points of view, but you do have very different points of view. You're coming at things from very different angles. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I thought was so brilliant, and it fits so well, this particular form for you three, because it did allow... Yeah, so Becky comes up with a character, but then it gets peppered in with your points of view on this. Now, is when you're playing these characters, does then... Like, so Becky, you have your character, you're the head of the triangle, just to give a visual for people. Literally, you form a triangle, mm-hmm. On stage, and there are three different places that you step to. And when it's your character that you've formed, Jen and Beth kind of fall in right behind you on your left and right, sort of like almost a devil and angel type character, but that's not what you're doing. Although with Jen, it's always a devil. And
it's true. I'm a terrible person.
and then when you step to say a different spot on the stage, Beth would be the front of the triangle, and Jen and Becky would fall in behind. So say it's Becky's character. So then when that character becomes a part of the scene, is it only Becky that can play that character?
No, it's whoever. Well, it's really whoever is inspired to grab it, but it's... Mm-hmm. It's usually the person that's standing in the front at the time that scene starts. Sure. So if we have that triangle, if Becky's in the front and Beth and I are behind, I'm doing this
you're doing
demonstration
a visual,
with my fingers for all the viewers at home. So if Becky's in the front and then Beth breaks off to start the scene, Jen would stand to the side and Becky would probably join that scene as that main character. But it really could be, it could be any of us, and there's no rules in improv, guys. Happen however it happens.
But I figure you guys have been rehearsing this for quite a while. And so have you found any routines or any shortcuts or any sort of patterns that you fall into that you're really comfortable with? Or where are you with this?
I think something that we've been working on a lot recently is really getting into the character right away, the three of us. So taking on moving and walking like the character as we get to the next spot in the form, and then taking on that physicality as a group. Mm-hmm. And then slowly adding things on. When we first started out, the form was a little bit more, the person in front is in the lead, and it's become much more of a group effort as we get better and better at doing it and adding in ideas and thoughts and backstory for this character quickly, so that we all say, oh, I know who this person is. Okay, let's move on to the next thing. I'm really excited to show you who else is on stage, and finding out who that is together, who being the character together, is something that I think we've really solidified and tightened up and made a little bit... it moves a little bit faster now, which is fun.
It's a really fun form and not anything we've ever seen before. And we really created it from scratch, you know, like we said, with Nels and starting with Hannah. And it just really evolved to be this cool thing that we've never seen anybody else do.
Yeah.
It's really fun. And we're never going to do it again. So no one can ever see it.
I guess speaking to that, do you have other things that you want to do, or are you happy doing this for now? Like, where are you?
Yeah, we actually, so that was kind of our form that we did, last year, and we've been working on a little bit more. Spoiler alert, that's what we're doing at the Twin Cities Improv Festival. but we just did a show with The Adventures of Tim, Troy, and Damien.
Right.
Which was super fun, and that was something completely different. It was mm-hmm. a narrative and a little bit like kind of wacky.
had you ever done narrative? As the three of you?
I think we had done it a couple times, and we've all been in narrative shows.
Right.
But that was the first time that we'd done it really like that is what our show is.
Sure.
We did a sitcom for a couple of shows, which is maybe the closest that we'd gotten to that.
Yeah.
But this was definitely different because we played ourselves, which is really the first time that we've done that.
Yeah.
Which was really fun. And working with those guys was, it's really a dream come true.
They're really good at what they do.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, okay. but that was super fun and something very different from what we had done before. And we're always like, what's the next thing we're going to be working on? We have something in the works, but it's a secret, so I can't talk about it.
Can you talk about it anyway?
No.
Philip, ask him.
Okay. Can we do a take where you do talk about it and swear?
Fuck no.
Beth, that was a good swear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're always working on other projects too. Like we really love doing promos that lead up to our shows. So we really love doing video projects. We've always kind of taken on some sort of little thing that we could shoot in a day or night or weekend that that we can throw up on our website or put on Vimeo that we really enjoy. So we'll probably always come back to something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. I think another thing that's fun is that we're really inspired by the community that is around us. And we've worked with so many coaches at this point and brought in extra people to play with us and that kind of thing. That it's, we're in a really unique time, I think, in improv history in Minnesota.
I think so.
And there's just so much to do. There's so many people to play with and so many things that we want to tackle. So many ways and things to work on that, yeah, there'll be some more stuff. There's some good things in the works. It's going to be fun. Okay, that's all. Okay, bye. Yep, okay. All right.
Okay, thanks, bye.
I'm done. All right, okay. I'm getting looks. I'm going to shut up. Okay. What? Okay.
Becky, Philip, could you ask Becky also then?
Oh, what's your darkest secret? And have a swear in it, please.
Oh,
are we in Philip's corner now?
I know.
I feel like we just get switched. Thrown into Philip's corner.
Yeah, very. Because I got in trouble.
Was that a punishment?
Sit over here until I'm allowed to come back. You just let me know, and I'll. Yep.
What are you currently most excited about with the community and kind of where improv is going? We are kind of in it. It's booming. I mean, there are tons of indie shows. We've talked about that on the show quite a bit recently. There's a lot of really fun and interesting stuff happening and a lot of new creative voices coming in to the scene. And yeah, what are you most personally, I mean, whether it's as a group or whether it's personally each individually, what are you most excited about right now? And what are you working on? Like, not as a group, I'm not asking you to divulge your secrets, but what are you, like, personally working towards or as a group working towards?
Well, I have personally two things that really excite me. So maybe we could talk about personal things that are exciting. And
sure,
then
you're individuals too. You're not just a group.
Okay. Well, I have two things then that I think are really cool that are happening. One being performance related and one being community related. Performance wise, I'm excited to see so many new groups out there, and that the indie scene, like you said, is really just blossoming and growing. It's going crazy. And that's amazing. It's so good to see people go out there and say, I want to put on a show. I'm going to go do that. And I think that's new. Another thing that I'm really excited about in the community is it seems like there are different types of improv shows starting to kind of pop up.
Yes.
And mixes of stand up and podcasts and continuations of stories like The Beards or stories that continue with their narrative and have regular characters that continue to go through.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, what a neat thing. Yeah. And feels unique to me. I mean, I've only been in improv for a while, but It feels very unique and very much like a trend right now. And I think it's great that we get to sit here and talk about artistic trends in the improv community.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so great that there are enough artists working right now at creating new stuff that we can say, hey, I see this common thread. Let's give it a shot.
Instead of improv being maybe a trend in the world of comedy, now we're talking about trends in improv.
In improv.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
Makes me happy. And the other thing that I'm really excited about is I feel like the group of people that are interested in improv or giving it a try is growing. And people that would have said, oh, that's not for me.
Right.
That's not something I would be interested in, are starting to get on board and say, yeah, okay, well, I'll give it a shot. That sounds like a fun thing to try. I think that's really cool and has major ramifications for the community as a whole in the future of improv. So both things make me excited. Yeah, that's personal.
I see yes and showing up all over the damn place that has nothing to do with improv. Like the concept of yes and showing up in education, it's all over the fucking place now.
Yeah.
Hey Matt.
Yes.
Good swear.
Thanks Jen.
I'll talk about this. So I'm from Orlando, and I moved here a little over 3 years ago, and we really didn't have, I wasn't really involved in the improv. Yes?
Is that why your hair is as blue as the sea?
Yes, because Orlando, known for its bountiful oceans.
Yep.
Landlocked in the middle of the state.
That doesn't sound right. Anyway, go on.
But the answer is yes. Yeah. But yeah, so I wasn't really involved in the improv scene in Orlando before I moved here, but I did know that I did notice that when I moved here, the scene here was so much more rich and really in existence. There was a lot of short form stuff in Orlando, where, you know, SAC Theater is in Orlando, where, you know, like Wayne Brady and some other guys from like Whose Line all kind of started there. So that's kind of their jam, but I really didn't even know long form was a thing until I moved here. And boy, is it a thing here. And it's so cool. I just didn't even really know this, that improv could be this way, or that comedy could be this way. Kind of knew that there was like stand up and short form improv. I'm so impressed by what the community has to offer here as far as long form. I just think it's really cool. And I, you know, like I just visited Denver and kind of looked into their improv scene a little bit, and it's like, it just isn't like it is here. It's really amazing what Minneapolis has to offer as far as improv and long form, and how many groups there are and how many people are involved and how many theaters there are, and our theaters are growing. I mean, Brave just opened this new student union. They just have this beautiful theater. Huge is growing. They just opened this annex, and you know, now we have these other little theaters popping up, and it's just constantly growing and growing. There's more classes that are being added because, like you said, more people are jumping into it, more people are excited about it. Our, you know, shows have more full houses. It's just so cool, and not anything you really see in a lot of other cities.
Right.
I got so used to hearing that, oh yeah, I do improv. That's what they do on Whose Line Is It Anyways? And just recently it started to be a, oh yeah, they have that in the Twin Cities. I've heard of X Theater,
right?
Brave or Huge or Comedy Sports or whatever else. And it's starting to be a part of the cities. As a point of reference, that isn't, Whose Line Is It Anyways is great, but it's being more broadly known, and that's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. I would just be repeating a lot of what Becky and Jen just said, but like, it is, it does seem like there's like a recent like burst of like people and shows, and like it's hitting a big growth spurt right now, I think, the improv scene, and it's really cool to like be here to witness it.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to see like what's gonna come out of that. Like, it's gonna grow more, or things are just gonna get, I don't know, we'll have to see.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna slow down anytime soon, which is just really cool.
It's got a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of questions for you guys that are improv related, but I want you to answer quickly. You ready? Oh, and afterwards, I want you to...
it's a little on the spot, don't you think?
It is. Afterwards, I want you to help me name this segment, because it doesn't have a name.
Oh, are we the first to participate in the segment?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Lady Friend segment.
That sounds good to me.
Always be closing. I think it works. If you could improvise with anybody from history, who would it be?
Anybody from history, who would it be? Oh,
if you're going to repeat the question, you have to add swears.
Any bitch from history.
Any bitch.
Good swears, you too.
Thanks.
Beth?
Beth?
Oh, damn it.
Good swear.
Well done.
Thank you.
I hate answering questions like this because I feel like you're going to have whoever I say around the corner, and you're going to be like, well, here they are. Weird Al, could you come out? And then, you know, I'll be forced into a scene.
Sophocles, come on out.
Nice.
Yeah. Those are my answers.
Weird Al and Sophocles?
Yeah, sure.
Sophocles, absolutely.
It's a great trio.
Oh, my gosh. Who would I pick?
There's so many people.
Dead or alive, right?
Dead or alive.
I would choose alive. I just think it would be easier to yes and.
You guys are really embracing this quick answer.
Yeah, I know. I know. We all keep looking at each other like, oh, you're going to go. It's okay.
I'll hang out here for a second.
I think I would choose to improvise with Beth and Becky because they're... Okay, but seriously, Obama?
There it is. Okay. Good answer.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't really like people, so.
Sure. Well,
just myself would be good.
Be a person.
Oh, just clone you?
Yeah, if I could improvise with myself. That'd be so boring.
Follow up question.
It'd be so boring.
Would it be long haired Beth or short haired Beth?
Maybe that would make it interesting.
What if improvise with like baby Beth? Well, not baby, but like.
Yeah, like.
Starting out
Beth. Me as a child.
Baby, sure. baby Beth.
Yeah. That's my answer.
Is you as a child?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Looper that shit.
You'd improvise with yourself.
You wouldn't like Lincoln or you'd rather improvise yourself? Like Abraham Lincoln?
Do you think Abraham Lincoln is going to be a good improviser?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he'd be tall.
You get to meet You're Abraham right. Lincoln. That's right. My conundrum that's all I think is I'm like, okay, I'm going to say somebody that's a comedian that I know I'd have a really great show with. But then you're blowing the opportunity to meet someone Jesus. Really that's cool.
My first thought was Jesus because I was like, he's probably really like, yes and.
Yeah. I guess.
He'd be giving a lot of gifts.
Yes.
Okay, this wasn't supposed to take this long.
Sorry. Okay. I don't know who I would say. I guess... Amelia Earhart.
Nice.
There we go.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, hey, tell me about your adventures, and then we would play, and that would be fun.
You could do an Armando with her about her life.
I could, and amazing. It would be amazing.
That would be terrific.
Yeah. We'd just get a who's who of, like, maybe Marie Curie and, like, a bunch of fun people up there, and, see how they play.
I'm going to go Scott Bakula. He's a handsome and talented man. Mm-hmm.
Talented?
Well, I mean, you remember that episode of Quantum Leap where...
All of them.
Well, there was one he had to play a woman, which I thought is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It was impressive. But really, his whole repertoire, I think, you can move on to anyone else whenever you're ready.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought he did a really good job playing Chuck's dad in Chuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Sure.
Beth?
Wait, I said my younger self.
Okay. All right, cool. As a group, is there a form, like a classic improv form that you would like to, that you would want to layer into your current form?
Layer into our current form.
Layer into it.
We have kind of by accident, like worked in Harold at a couple of points, and that's just kind of fun. We like to play games.
A lot.
Love Harolds games. Have games.
Yep.
So that's kind of happened by accident a couple times.
Yeah, that's very true.
What would be fun to do that we haven't done?
I love the deconstruction in general, so I just love to do it. It'd be really hard with three people, but you could do it.
Yeah, deconstruction is definitely on my list. I've never gotten to do one all the way start to finish ever before. I've rehearsed one, learned one, never done one. So that would be...
Is that right?
Yeah. I should go do one right now by myself. That sounds super hard.
Speaking of doing things by yourself, now's the time to throw the microphone over to Philip Simondet. For a brand new segment that we call Philip's Corner. It's Philip's Corner.
Philip.
Yes.
Corner.
You're welcome. I have a proposal for the name of the segment that hasn't been named, and it could be Awkward Pause.
Yeah. I like it.
Pause. Yeah.
Does that sound good?
I think it sounds great. What do you think, Philip?
I love it. That is the name from now on.
Awkward pause.
Wasting time with Matt and Philip.
Welcome to Philip's Corner, you guys.
Thank you.
This is a brand new segment. I'm trying it out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to spend time staring into each of your souls.
Okay.
Via your eyes.
Okie dokes.
And I will make...
How much time?
As long as I need to extract a question out of your soul.
Okay.
Terrifying.
Beth is not cooperating at all.
Mm-mm. He will also
Mine's like ready to go. I'm opening up the window.
Eye contact is happening.
Yeah.
He was running his foot up and down Dan Linden's leg, and I can't guarantee he won't do that to you.
I won't do
As
that
I
to
tuck
you.
My feet under my chair.
Beth.
Yes.
Dan Linden has long legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a trip to Rochester.
Mm.
What's the longest road trip you've been on?
The longest road trip I've ever been on, I drove out west with my family. No, just kidding. When I was a baby, drove to Orlando, Florida.
Baby Beth.
Baby Beth drove to Orlando, Florida. and
improvising in a theater.
I think it was like 1.5.
Okay.
It was like a 3-day drive down to visit my grandparents. And I'm pretty sure we went to Disney World, but I don't remember it. But my parents always tell the story because when we were going back, I hated being in the car so much. And I was just going, no car, no car. So that's a Gibbs family story. You can share it with your friends.
Can you repeat that special catchphrase, but add a swear?
No fucking car, no fucking car. How was that?
Good swear.
That was a good swear.
Thank you.
Good swear.
I actually made the longest road trip. I know this isn't my question, but the longest road trip that I believe I've ever made was the same, but in reverse. And it was when I moved from Orlando to Minneapolis and drove. But we did it in 2 days. So, well.
Philip?
Yeah.
Sorry, sidebar.
Yeah.
Since it's your corner, do you want to be the one to say good swear?
Yeah, I should take over that responsibility.
You sure?
Sure. I'll do my best to uphold the swear.
Okay. Could you put a swear into that acceptance, though, real quick?
Oh, yeah. I'd totally fucking do that.
Okay. Good swear.
Thanks.
And I swear by the moon and the stars and the sky, living on a prayer.
Jen. Other than that road trip, how else are you exactly the opposite of Beth Gibbs?
Oh, God. Beth Gibbs walked into the room today wearing open-toed sandals, I believe.
No, they were closed. They had a little lip.
They were sandals.
Okay.
I hate sandals.
Why?
I don't know. I find them to be revealing in a way that makes me uncomfortable. Me personally. Maybe I just don't like my feet.
Sidebar. I also hate my feet, which is why they're closed-toed sandals.
So we found out that you are exactly the same.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Should we do that again, but add a swear?
Yeah, add that cute, adorable thing with swears. Fuck. Shit. Guys, good swears.
Thank you.
I feel like I failed. I failed Philip's corner.
Sidebar, real quick.
Yeah.
Good job giving him a good swear.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Sidebar over.
Becky.
Yep. It's happening. It's happening.
It's not.
Right,
you keep
now
breaking it.
I'm sorry.
I can't find a question because okay, you keep looking away. Becky. What's the worst you've ever done on a test?
Oh, God.
She just got test anxiety.
The worst thing that I've ever done on a test was for Latin in my freshman year of college, which I took thinking I'm going to be a true college freshman and take things like Latin and art history and the world is my oyster and I can take any subject I want that I didn't have access to in high school. Which is the nerdiest thing to be excited about now that it comes out of my mouth. Anyways, I did very poorly on that test because I hardly studied at all. And Latin is really hard. And the extent of my knowledge, even after a full term of studying it, was Eddie Izzard's bit on learning Latin. And so Omo Amasamat came out of my mouth and then I just went, nope, I can do the rest of Eddie's bit. And so, yeah, that's the worst I've ever done on a test.
Do you have like a number? Do you remember like the number?
That I got?
Yeah.
It was a fail. It was the first test I've ever failed. It caused me a lot of upset. The worst that I had ever done up to that point was a C in physics, which also made me very upset. I liked things to be orderly and to get A's in school. Yeah. I'm a big nerd. And so those are the tests. Now you guys know. You asked me my darkest secret. Now you know it.
Yes.
It's not my darkest secret. Oh. Stay tuned.
Could you repeat part of Eddie Izzard's bit, but
no.
Add swears?
No. I'm a must fuck month.
Hey, Becky.
Yes.
Great swear.
Okay, thanks. Hey, bye.
Yeah, man.
really nice job giving her a good swear.
Thanks. And that has been Phillip's Corner.
Yay!
Comedy.
Hey guys, you want to be entertaining again?
Sure.
You want to ask that again, but not a swear?
Sure. You guys want to fuck some shit up?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, good swear.
Next up, Pat!
This hive has 16 types of honeybees throughout its ranks.
Mrs. Clodister?
Yes?
Why are the bees going away like my dad?
Oh, well, I'm sure that the bees are doing the best that they can, given their circumstances.
That's what my mom said about my dad, but he never came home.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that sometimes happens. Are you familiar with the queen bee? She's right here. Do you see her spinning around?
I do. She looks frustrated, like she's frustrated with her children.
She is. She's very frustrated because she's alone and trying to run an entire hive by herself.
Is she, like, trying to balance work and home?
She's doing the best that she can, is what I'm trying to say. But see all of these little bees that are running around and spinning?
Yeah, I do. They're not pulling their weight at all.
All she's saying is just move in a darn straight line and get out there and make some honey. But sometimes the little bees just don't know what they're doing, so she's forced to tell them what to do.
Oh, God. I think I understand what you're saying to me, Mrs. Clodister.
Do you? Because I don't understand. I don't understand why the world won't just listen to what I have to say sometimes.
You're saying that it's my fault that my dad left.
Well, yes, no, I don't know. I just tried to sign up for Match.com and it went terribly.
Oh, God. My mom said she tried too and it didn't work. It said that the computer rejected her.
Listen, Taylor, as the head of the rejection department at Match.com, I have to say that you're really letting too many losers go through this system. You're going to have to start being a little bit more choosy.
Maybe pickier.
Yeah.
I just love people.
Well, not everybody's worth loving, Taylor.
Look at this. Look at this profile.
Okay, let's pull it up here.
We see that the profile is strictly a dick pic.
Okay, now, Taylor, not only did you let this one go through, you put it on the employees' picks top front page.
I was so impressed with the shadow work on this picture.
Okay.
Also, I mean, they shaved beforehand. This was premeditated. Like, I see so many pics that are just candid shots that their friend took while they're drinking.
Okay.
This took some planning. Okay, that's the kind of gentleman that we need in Match.com. Someone committed, willing to commit.
All right. Well, you know, I hadn't thought about that previously. A lot of people do come to Match.com. They don't base their choices solely on the photos. Now, here, as you can see in the profile listing, their occupation is serial murderer.
Hi, I'm a serial murderer. I've killed Tony the Tiger and Toucan Sam. And I am ready to confess to the rest of my crimes and be put away because I have been through an extensive rehabilitation process and feel ready to finally get this off my chest and pay my time.
You're cute. This date's going amazing.
Thank you very much. It feels good to finally say something, you know, to finally be able to just get it out there that I Count Chocula is my work, that I did that.
You are funny, too.
Thank you. I've never had such positive feedback. Do you know how annoying that lucky leprechaun guy is? Clovers and balloons, my butt. That's all I have to say about that.
Your yard is infested with clovers. It's not very neighborly of you to have such a wretched lawn.
Well, I've just been down on my luck recently, so I planted these.
Well, you should be down on your knees plucking out all of those clovers.
You know, I've just been having kind of a hard time, and I'd appreciate if you could help me look for a four-leaf clover.
Okay, I mean, I get it. Like, hard times spread, but you know what else does? Clovers. And pretty soon, they're going to be on my lawn, is what I'm saying.
Don't you want to be lucky? I'm going to lose this house, is what I'm saying, and it just needs a little bit of luck in front of it, and if I could find a four-leaf clover, that's all I need right now is a four-leaf clover.
Hopefully the new owners are better at lawn care.
Jake, we've been neighbors for so long, I wish that you would just help me out. this is where I raised my kids, and I saw them play in the front yard, and over there, that's where little Timmy spilled and he broke his leg. Remember when he was in the cast and everybody signed it? I'm still here. Timmy, yeah, keep looking for a clover. I'm being buried by them. They're infesting my cast. Is that what I think it is? Is that a four-leaf clover?
No. No, I've worked so hard. Please, let me keep it.
No, Timmy, it's mine. No, Timmy, no. It's mine. Timmy, this is my four-leaf clover. It's mine. I've got... my luck has finally changed.
And that's how you became Mr. Donald Trump.
You're completely right. This is how Donald Trump talks. I'm on the news. And now I'm running for president to be your president of the United States.
Excuse me, Mr. Trump. Dan Rather, NBC News.
Dan Rather what?
Dan Rather.
Dan Rather what, Dan? I was talking to Mr. Trump.
I know. This is a press conference. Hey. I am part of the press.
Okay, fine. Just
Dan,
talk. Just
Dan Rather is talking how Dan Rather talks, and he's on the news. So
Dan Rather not get interrupted when he's asking a question.
Oh, that sounds like a zing to me. You're fired.
Oh, come on.
You can't fire the press.
I can fire whoever I want. I'm Donald Trump. You're fired.
Shit.
Ha ha, Dan Rather. I'm back. I've been rehired.
You're hired.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
You're welcome. That was my gift to you as Donald Trump, future president of these United States.
Thanks. Ann Landers can't get a lot of work these days because nobody's reading the newspapers. I'm Ann Landers.
Oh, that is how...
I write an advice column.
That's how Ann Landers talks, and she is also on the news.
Yes. Yep. I am on the news, except I'm not. Anyways, Mr. Trump, I want to know about the seedy backstory between you and your current love.
Dan Rather.
What, Dan Rather? What do you want?
I'm his current love.
What?
Dan Rather is my love, and I am here to pronounce that and announce it also to the world.
Extra, extra. Donald Trump is dating Dan Rather. The news spreads all over Europe.
New news. Every time the news wire beeps, it swears.
Fuck, fuck, fuck. Balls. Ooh, doorbell.
Hello?
I'm waiting out here at the door. I'm a stand-up comedian that needs to get let in.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm
pounding over
here.
Hold on.
I seem to have lost my keys. Hold on. Okay, I got it.
Do you want me to break into a window?
No, that's
I'm
okay.
Happy to
that's
break
okay.
into
here,
a window.
Here we go. Okay, the door is open.
Oh, okay. I already started on the window.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, this is a nice bathroom.
Thank you.
Hey, I love what you've done with the paint in here.
Okay, now I'm locked outside.
Uh-huh.
So
this is a nice house. Ooh, Triscuits.
Can I get in?
Triscuits. I love Triscuits. These are the pepper cracked ones.
I bought those for our lunch.
Ooh, just you for have HBO.
Some snacks.
I love Veep. Have we talked about Veep?
Hello.
Oh my gosh, I'm just gonna sit down and binge watch this. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but still my little heart.
It's very warm out here. I have air conditioning on the inside of my house.
Oh, she can just crack you up when you least expect it. She's so intense. She's just kind of a,
Can I just get like a glass of water or something?
Oh man, I want a glass of water too. I'm gonna go get one of those.
Hello? Oh my god, the neighbor's dog is out. Oh my god. Get away, Fluffy. Get away.
Ooh, the current. I want to listen to a couple jams. Fluffy. Wilco is my favorite.
Oh, it's on my leg. Please let me inside. Please let me inside. I just need a glass of water. Oh my god.
Sing it, Katie. Just sing it. You're a beautiful, sensitive soul, and I love you. I love you, Jack Tweedy.
Just a glass of water would be good.
Maybe I should make some popcorn.
It's me, Orville Redenbacher. I'm famous for making popcorn in all your favorite flavors. Regular butter, movie theater butter, extra butter, light butter, extra salty butter, and comic corn butter.
It's me,
I'm the Colonel. I'm famous for making chicken. All the types of chicken that you love. Classic chicken, extra tasty crispy, fried chicken.
It's me, General Sho, and I am familiar. I make chicken too. But I'm a general and not a colonel, so I'm in charge. I only bother with one type of chicken. My chicken. General Sho's.
Hello, we are the Mongolians. We also make chicken. We like it sort of spicy and very saucy.
This message is brought to you by Donald Trump running. Vote for me this November. President 2016, Donald Trump.
And Dan Rather.
Rather what?
You know, when we first started our book club, you know, we just never really imagined that we'd have such a huge turnout.
You know, everybody in the town really loves to read.
Yeah.
They read the books and then we make some snacks and it's a good time.
Uh-huh. We try to keep the snacks to be themed to whatever book we're reading. So today we're reading Raisin in the Sun. And we've got some home-dried raisins that we're serving up to our group today. Those are grapes that have been left out on the sidewalk.
Aunt Betty. Betty.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize it was Raisin Day. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, my God. Well, Tanya, that's okay.
I always do this. I always bring the wrong dessert. Oh, my gosh. I'm so embarrassed.
What are those, dates?
Oh, God. Oh.
Why would you bring dates to a raisin
party? It's not called dates in the sun. You know, she knows.
Because
it's
I
not
thought that they were appropriate. I didn't realize, okay? All right, I'll just go out. I'm going to run over to the Quickie Mart and get some of those sun maids. Okay, everybody? So everybody just hang out. Don't worry.
She's picking up snacks.
Please
from
don't reject
Quickie
me
Mart.
As a human being just because I did not bring raisins.
You know what? You go do your thing. We'll just wait here.
Okay. Bye-bye. Her screech!
Lock the door. Oh. Lock the door.
Okay.
Okay. I have a problem with her.
Yeah, Tanya, I'm just feeling like she's just not fitting in the way the rest of us really appreciate this literature.
You know, and we spent an entire week trying to dry out these grapes on the sidewalk. You know, she's just going to run to a Quickie Mart.
I mean, you know, I can
just not care.
I mean, we just had a lot of extra grapes from last week's book club when we read
Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah.
Well, Tanya was here then, and what did she bring for Grapes of Wrath? An empty juice bottle, Welch's grape juice. And, you know, she said she drank it on the way. I think that that's not group-friendly.
I think she has a drinking problem.
Oh, she for sure has a drinking problem. I've seen her drink maybe 2 glasses of water while we
two,
were
three?
Just...
three? Maybe 3, yeah.
Oh. She's back at the door.
Hide. Oh, I'm hiding.
Okay, it's against my personal code not to answer the door. Yeah, I feel it's real.
You're not a good Christian.
Oh, Janet, don't do it.
I gotta go.
Janet,
I gotta go.
Don't let her in here. She's gonna ruin everything.
Let's open it together.
She doesn't know how to read out loud. She's the worst.
Okay.
Hey, Betsy. Is that your name again?
I think it was Tanya.
Oh, Tanya?
Hey.
You know, you look like just like my friend Betsy from high school, and
I remember her.
Right?
Yeah.
It's hot because nobody remembers my name, and now I've got these. I brought you some sun-made raisins. But actually, they didn't have raisins, so I bought trail mix, and I'm just going to pick them out.
Okay?
So if you could just give me a bowl, and then I'll fit right in.
Tanya, you know, we've been talking, and we just we don't think you should come to book club anymore.
Oh, God, just get me a bowl. Just get me a bowl. I'll just pick them out of the bag and I'll hold the nuts in my mouth.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
That's not what I meant to say.
This is exactly why we can't have you in
here. This is a Christian household.
Yeah. There's no need for that kind of language.
Oh, God.
It happens every week, Tanya, that you say something like that, and it's real uncomfortable for the rest of us.
Look. I'm not sure if I'm from New Jersey or if I'm from Minnesota. All I want is a book club. Damn it. And I just want people
to... swears and everything.
The way that your voice works, it sounds like you're constantly swearing.
Oh, I'm not, though. All right.
Ouch. Please, watch.
Just get me a bowl.
Poughkeepsie is a nice city.
It sure is.
I've wanted to live here for the last 6 years, and finally I purchased my first home in 1996, and now I am running for your state council.
Wow. Well, welcome. We'd like to welcome you. We are very excited to meet you and hear about your values and what you think that you can bring to the city.
Oh, great. First of all, I'd just like to say that I'm very excited about the infrastructure that's here and other incredibly boring things.
You know, excuse me, I got a question here from the back.
My voice is just going to continuously get lower. I hope that's okay.
I was born in Poughkeepsie.
That's what our natives call it.
Poughkeepsie?
That's what we call it. And I can tell by the way that you're pronouncing it that you're not from here. And by the fact that you said that you moved here in 1996.
Both of those things were dead giveaways.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want somebody not from around here to be running my town, okay? So we would just like if you would just leave.
That's right. You tell them, Foreman Jared.
I am from Connecticut. It's true.
Oh, my God. That's worse than I could have even imagined. Connecticut?
Tenecticut.
Tenecticut. That's correct. Or Connecticut, as they say in Holiday Inn with Bing Crosby. It's an excellent movie. I highly recommend everyone gets an opportunity to see it. It really represents Connecticut well, or Connecticut. Anyways, what I was saying is I am understandably concerned about my foreignness in running this town as well, but I think that I can do an excellent job for you, as I have outside experience and have done things and seen things small town people like you never could.
Oh, yeah, got a question from the back. How do you think you can lead Poughkeepsie if you're like an alien from like another galaxy?
I understand your concern, as Connecticut has recently been blasted into space, and we are currently orbiting at an astronomical number of feet. We did have that near-moon collision, and that was certainly something for concern, because the management there was, well, not great. But I can say that as someone that has been to space and back, that I have the ability to see a bigger picture, and that I think I can bring a certain level of that bigger picture back here.
I didn't hear like anything that you just said, because your accent is not a Poughkeepsian accent.
And yeah, it's like aliens mumbling under like the alien mouths, you know.
This is just how we talk.
Bees,
this is our
bees
and bees and
boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats. Donald Trump for president. He's the one that's gonna make you. You're fired. Him. You're fired. Donald Trump for president. He's the one that's gonna make you elected. Elected. You're fired. You're fired. Fuck. Yo, fired. Yo, fired.
My daddy left.
See the queen bee? The queen!
Poughkeepsie.
Somebody at the door. There's somebody at the door.
I'll just keep these nuts in my mouth. I'll just keep these nuts in my mouth.
Dick pic. Dick pic. Dick pic.
Match.com. Match.com.
Fuck.
Good swear. That was a really good
swear.
That was a really good swear. Nice.
And that's our show. Thank you to Lady Friend. Thank you to
Beth K. Gibbs,
Jen Van Com,
Becky Wilkinson Hauser.
You can see Lady Friend coming up at...
We'll be performing during the Twin Cities Improv Festival on Thursday, June 25th
at 7 p.m.
And do you remember who's in your...
Yeah, it's the Painters and Bearded Men and Lady Friend.
Wow, that's a really, really nice grouping.
It's going to be great.
Philip, you're in the Painters.
I am, so yes. And then, and then also, if you stick around immediately after that show, another group I'm in, the Houlihans, is at 8:30, right afterwards.
Really? Nice. You're going back to back?
Yeah, mouth to mouth.
Wow. What? What? Just immediately questioned himself.
Is that Human Centipede 4? Mouth to mouth.
It circles around. And
it's just people kissing.
The
it's the most clean. It's really romantic, actually. It's really artsy film where just people are making out in front of a beach.
But really clean making out. Yeah. Like, no tongue.
Matt, you're also going to be in TCAF.
I am. Drew and Matt, me and Drew Kirsten, are performing Sunday the 28th at 8 p.m. Along with Licensed Krill, Liv and Bradley, then us, and then Interplanetary Appeal.
Ooh.
Who are bringing back Choose Your Own Adventure show for the first time in several years, which is fun. Really cool.
It'll be great. It's going to be a good festival.
Well, it's going to be a good night.
Do you have anything else to promote? You know what? Fuck you. Let's.
Wait, Matt, could you say that again, but add a swear?
Sure. Fuck you, Philip. Fuck you.
Good swear.
Good swear.
Thanks. Lady Friend, how can people check out what's coming up for you? Do you have a Facebook page or an actual homepage?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, but the best way to find us is to go to weareladyfriend.com, and that will lead you to all of our things, including our videos and upcoming shows. And
yeah, your promo videos are fantastic.
Thank you. Thank
people should go check out some of the older ones because they're really, really fun.
The newer ones, not so much.
Nope, it's not so fun.
So don't check those out.
Yeah, terrible.
No, just the newer ones are good too. You but even some of the older ones, like most people, will just check out new shit, and the older ones are really good too.
That's true. Thank
a lot of people like Lady Friend does dubstep.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Philip, what do you have going on?
Like you fucking care.
Do for the purposes of the show.
Well, the next local music scene show over at Bryan Lake Bowl, it will be Saturday, July 18th, and our musical guest is The Drug Budget, which is a band so big you might be in it.
And how can people get a hold of us?
They can send us an email, nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com, like us on facebook.com/nextatbat, and check out us and other amazing podcasts at noisepicnic.com.
Go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, rate and review. Let us know what you think by using the words that you learned when you were a child. So tune in next week when we're going to have stand-up extraordinaire Pat Susmilchon. Until then... just add a swear to whatever you're already saying.
And bees!